Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hi, hello everyone. You are listening to Radio Y Lankans. We are back again. We brought some good news to you and lots of news from Sri Lanka and local news as well. Welcome Yasasi, welcome Jeffrey, welcome James Anna. James Anna is our guest today. So we are welcoming you, you know, warmly. Thank you for joining us today with a, you know, short notice. Hi, Yasasi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Samina, how was your day been? Hope you had a good day today.
Yeah, it was a busy day, as usual at work.
Yeah, you're back from a long holiday and now getting back to work, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. How are you, James? And how are you, Jeffrey?
James Anna is here. So this is James Padmanathan, who has been in Wairarapa for a long, long time. I think for me and Sami, James Anna was the very first contact when we first came to New Zealand. Mm. So James Anna, which is brother, obviously, in Tamil. I kind of just go and call him James, right? Yeah. So, James Anna was a very well-known person, and he's working for the... DHB at the moment, and as an accountant. James Anna, thank you for coming to this show, and as Sami said, with a short notice. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hi everyone, thank you for having me here today. It's a good opportunity to talk about Sri Lankan affairs. So I'm good, I live in Wairarapa. I live in the Wairarapa about 7 years now. Previously I was in Wellington for about 20 odd years. Work for Health NZ. Yes, good to see you all here. So good opportunity to have some discussion around our country.
Thank good. You so what's happening locally, Yasasi?
Locally we had a good concert this weekend. We had a Sri Lankan artist coming over and had a Sri Lankan night on Saturday night at Chanel College. Which was a successful event, and I think all the Sri Lankan families were there, and we got a chance to sing along with our old Sri Lankan songs and, you know, connect with our old Sri Lankan
roots
and all. It was a good experience, and I would like to thank our Champikaya for organizing and all the other organizers who supported them.
And Champikaya is the main very organizer. First guest in this radio show of Radio Y Lankans. So Champikaya, he came for the very first show, and so he's a popular singer in Sri Lanka now. He's got about 8 clips on YouTube. Under Champika Vikramarachchi. So this contact was basically through Champikaya. So he actually did one of Champikaya's songs. He actually did the music. So when we talk about this person, his name is Nala Kanjana Kumara. He left to Canberra, Australia today. And it was the very first experience for us as Sri Lankan living in Wairarapa to listen to some live quality songs from someone from Sri Lanka.
What did you think
about it, James Anna? Because you had
amazing. I didn't expect this, because I knew him in the last 2 weeks. He was just, you know, spending time with us, but he never disclosed him as such a good singer. He was with us and having fun and all that, but on that night the real voice comes out. And then he actually sang really well. I couldn't believe that was him. I was sitting in the back and listening. Is that him? Because we had a couple of karaoke's prehand, but he wasn't performing anything like that. And he was really, really good.
And he's a you know, amazing guitarist.
Mm.
I loved his guitar.
One thing that I wanted to suggest, and I thought, oh, why couldn't we listen to some more guitar music?
Yeah. Mm.
So we I sort of wished, oh, if we had about like another two sessions like of guitar, him playing in the beginning of the show, end of the show, in the first session and the second session, about four songs. Unbelievable. That very first song was Anganao by Rukanta Gunatilaka, who was one of the greatest singers in Sri Lanka. It was unbelievable. And then, because I was sitting with the person who was doing the music, basically, then I watched the crowd, and when I saw the crowd, everybody was in silent when he was playing his guitar. So that was unbelievable.
That's what a talent. That was a huge difference. As normally when you have karaoke, you just everyone sings and dance and do everything. But
a professional comes
and
quiet
and
it's beautiful.
It was
good.
And people came from other part of the country as well, from Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah.
So that was
lovely to come together as a community and do such
and
a thing.
And we saw you guys also performing there.
He performed professionally.
We have a lot of good local artists as well. So we are lucky to have a lot of good
upcoming artists.
Upcoming local artists.
I was trying to escape, but a bit chumpy guy.
And that person, that the musician, he was very humble person. And he would act like, you know, one of us.
Yeah,
and
Nalaka,
he wouldn't just, Nalaka. And he would be like, oh, yeah, if you ever wanted to get something done in Sri Lanka musically and you wanted me to write up some music for your anything that you wanted to do, and feel free to contact us.
Mm.
We are like, wow, this person is just unbelievable. And I really wish that he would go a long way.
Mm. That's right. And I think he started as a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's his
main
strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he does professionally.
Yeah.
And then he started joining the musical singing groups, and then he started singing. And he's a very good songwriter as well. So if you want to write song, anything about him, you just contact him.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, because we wanted to have him again in Vairapa, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the 10 songs that he sang in the session number one.
Yeah.
Most of the songs that he sang was... Pandit Amaradeva's songs.
Pretty much all the songs.
Yeah.
All the classics.
And he sang beautifully.
Mm.
I mean, like, you know, it wasn't easy.
Mm.
And he sang beautifully.
Mm. I think he grew up with Master Amaradeva, that's why he has a lot of essence from him.
Yeah,
He was in New Zealand back in 1996.
That's what he said.
He was in Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland.
Mm.
He was performing with that.
Amaradeva.
So he went around the world with the singer Amaradeva,
and
then he was here. This is the second time he came to New Zealand.
Yeah, and I mean, we have to thank to Jambikaya for that, is it?
Yeah, and Shamal and Lahiru and all the other people who contributed.
Yeah, and Lahiru Herat from Wellington, because he actually played a big part for this as well.
That's true.
For this for this person's visa process and all of that, and the transportation. So he worked along with Champika and others and got it done. I mean, it's like until we actually went to that concert, we didn't feel anything special.
Mm.
Then we went in there.
It was
then,
special.
Then we were like, it's special,
and
it's a great initiative, what they had done.
Mm.
It's not an easy one. Then I met someone from Wellington, and they said, what a community that you have in Wairarapa. You all work together.
Mm.
And because we understand that as the community is getting bigger and bigger, obviously they fall apart and they go in, like, you know, certain groups.
Mm.
Mm.
But the Wairarapa,
mm.
everyone stayed together and got the job done. Yeah. And we hope and we wish
it's going to
stay like that
here
for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Because lots of things can be achieved
if
in
we
that
stay
way.
In it.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
do, we can go quite a quite far. And going away from that, so what else is special? What's happening around?
There's a lot of things happening in Sri Lanka right now, right? We have a new government, new president, prime minister. So, Jameson, what's your thought about what's happening in Sri Lanka political-wise?
I'm the last, the least interested person around politics, but it's a really good change, and no one expected, no one has expected this change, and unexpected, but very surprised to many people. So it's a massive change from 3% in the previous election to whatever the percentage majority. The percentage, I think close to 50%, I think.
48%.
That's a massive change. I mean, for me, it kind of tells me that people have the power and they can change the government. They can do anything that they really, really think and carefully vote.
Yeah. And the people needed some change. You know?
Yeah, they were looking for a change for a long time now. So that's good. And the next phase is an important phase, the coming of the election. So people need to show, they need to select the right people to the parliament.
Yeah, parliament election, that's actually a big one. Had a good of quite a bit of experience this time because myself and Sami and our son.
Oh, you were
son,
there.
Yeah,
they were in Sri Lanka during that time.
While the election.
We were lucky to be there.
We were actually supposed to be back to New Zealand on the 17th.
Okay.
Then we postponed and we decided to stay one more week.
Okay.
Therefore, we got a chance to go for and do our part for this election.
Yeah.
And
did you get to vote?
Yes, we did vote.
Yeah, we did vote. We actually did. We were one of the very last people to vote as well because we went there at 3:30 because they were closing at 4 o'clock, and we just went. Then we, the whole house went,
right?
And then everybody was like questioning how to vote and what to vote and where to vote.
It was quite a big list. It was like a long list.
And four major candidates.
Yeah,
imagine the current president. I mean, the previous. Ex-president at that time. And one of the previous president's son.
Another previous president's son.
And another previous president's son. And the person who became a president.
Yeah. Who had only 3% earlier, right?
Yeah, 3% earlier.
It was very important because I think this is the first time they counted second vote. And because nobody had the majority. Now President Anil Kumar, I think he had only 42%, 3-1%.
42.1
And his rival opposition leader, he had only Sajid Premadas, he only had 32.76%.
Okay.
So that's important too at this point.
Big change in history. So. Hopefully it's a good change.
It's good in the sense what I think is why it's good is because these people, they have never been in power before. This is their first time in power. So hopefully giving them a chance to do something, maybe
I think that's what the public actually, especially the
correct,
especially the current generation, they decided because I think there are quite a few towns or areas or cities in Sri Lanka who never voted. This man who actually became a president.
They never heard about him.
They decided to vote for this man. And imagine, and they wanted a change. And imagine, like, you know, the problems that we had. Because we were in Sri Lanka 2022 for 10 weeks. And
James couldn't go anywhere.
For 10 weeks and we couldn't go anywhere out of our home. We went to Gaul, where my parents were at that time, and we took the public transportation. We went by the bus, and but buses were not available at all time at
that
time.
That's why.
Then we couldn't go anywhere, and at that time
the gas crisis,
crisis and petrol crisis, and we experienced that with our families at that time. What a hard time that they had.
Everyone went through,
and everyone went through.
The queues lasted for 2 days. Then sometimes, once they reached the petrol shed, they will say the petrol is finished, then that's had to come back.
I was there,
it was awful.
We have to carry fuel in the back of our car, so that you can fill it.
It was high, and they it was high demand at that time, so it was like, you know, the people were And then I remember Sami's mom, and she had no gas at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, people were started cooking with
in
the
wood.
Wood.
With
yeah.
Firewood.
Yeah. Firewood, yeah. Firewood.
Yeah.
And
they were using like some, like, you know, these
old methods,
yeah,
of old cooking.
Methods,
yeah,
of cooking,
yeah.
And what a time that we faced.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully he will,
yeah, they will bring some change.
It
will change
time,
that what people need.
Yeah,
so, but he has already ensured that economy returns. He will ensure that the economy will return to a sustainable, inclusive growth.
Yeah.
Mm. And he will reassure local.
Mm.
He has reassured local and international investors. I don't know how he's going to do that.
Mm.
We must say that he's got a really good prime minister.
Mm.
Mm. She's the professor, right?
She's
yeah.
a professor,
mm.
yeah. She's actually, I don't know what she got PhD in. It's just something like a...
human science.
Human science or resources or something like that.
Mm.
Mm.
But she's very well educated and she knows the directions.
Mm.
And
yeah.
hopefully, I mean, these people can do something. Otherwise, the people will step up again and say,
yeah.
oh yeah,
go
it's
home.
Time for you
yeah.
to go.
Yeah,
so
right.
we want to bring someone in.
Anna, do you have any idea how Andhra Kumar Dissanayak will tackle IMF in future in terms of...
Well, the IMF thing is all about the confidence, isn't it? Like the monetary funds itself, they need to have a confidence in the government. So I am thinking they all welcome this change because historically, if you have look at the politicians, they come and go and nothing has significantly changed.
Mm.
So every lenders, including IMF, will look at this as a good change.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though he is in the power for the last 2 months or so, so he couldn't have done anything significant to show them that. But they always... you know, take it this as a good change, and we'll have to wait and see what changes that he brings up. I mean, the international lenders are normally they once they have the confidence in the government, then they'll be open for discussions, and you don't have to prove anything in monetary terms. You don't have to pay back any significant amounts or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the confidence is there, then they will start helping a lot.
Yeah.
I heard something that they wanted to bring, like, you know, in hospitals, no more than 30 minutes waiting time for pregnant ladies and parents with children. So that would be nice. That's something I was thinking. We had to take Hamdan to a general hospital once when we were traveling in Sri Lanka.
Mm.
So I was thinking all the you know, people with disabilities, then the, you know, kids with kids, they're all, like, you know, standing and waiting in queues for hours.
Mm.
So that change is really, you know,
that's
needed. And
some
healthcare.
Of his policies are quite simple.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I was
you don't need
to
spend money for that.
Yeah.
It's just,
my,
you know, I'm
talking to my
sense.
Sister yesterday, and she said that they all were advised in the
yeah.
schools they cannot charge any fees for the children, even for a
big
get together for an English day or for
yeah.
a sports
yeah.
activity. They said
I think
they
that's
shouldn't be collecting
yeah.
money from
mm.
the children. They cannot, and they said that you need to manage your the government fund
yeah.
well,
yeah.
and you
yeah.
can't charge.
But as a left leaning man. Person, Andhra Kumar Dissanayak, do you think he will be able to win the confidence of international community?
I think so, because as I said, he hasn't got much time to prove himself. So he has only 5 years term, is it? Four or 5 years?
Five years term,
which is not a long time for a country to turn around from corruption and bankruptcy and all that.
Mm.
But I think any changes, this is a massive change for Sri Lanka because, as you can see, always there's the same party or the same people keep taking
right.
the power. So I think international community will welcome this change, even though he hasn't proved anything yet, as yet.
It is a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And has he dissolved the parliament or yet to dissolve?
Yes,
yes.
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 So the November the 11th is the election next month, the parliamentary election.
Mm.
That's the
other
part to
other
it.
Challenge, right?
Yeah.
He needs majority of the parliament
he
for him to succeed.
Him to be able to do anything. So
because I think because people, the 42% of Sri Lankans who voted, actually brought him to this seat.
Mm.
And I think the people who didn't vote him will think he's already in that seat, so we might as well let him do something.
Correct. Mm.
So therefore, okay, we didn't vote him for the presidential election, but we will vote him this in this one, and let's see what he can do.
Exactly.
If people can make that brave decision, the especially the people who did not vote, they make this brave decision, they do, and they go and vote for this party, and let them do something, and hopefully, and it is, then it is worth it.
Worth
that he got selected. Otherwise, what's the point of he got selected in the presidential one? Then he doesn't have the majority in the parliament one. Therefore, he won't be able to do anything. Then he will be another fail. So
you already started hearing the stories, especially from North and East. Like North and East, the majority of them did not vote for Anurag for the reasons that, one, he's not very popular among them. They didn't even know Anurag existed and he has a party and all that. Now everyone you talk to, even in North and East, you know, they all know about him. They know that he is in
that. And so, one thing, Anna, that I quite liked about one of, in one of his speeches, he mentioned one thing. He said in Sri Lanka, when you wanted to look for a, some sort of a labor for your workplace or for your home to come and do some cooking for you or look after an elderly person in your home, you'd never look in Colombo, Gold or Kandy. You always look, oh yeah, we'll find someone in Hatton. We'll find someone in Bandaravela. Like these sort of minority areas, like Anna was talking about, okay, these people didn't know much about the people, the new the people or the
party,
the new parties, and he said, I wanted to break this.
Correct.
And what is, and the there is a girl in Hatton, and she gets 8 A's for her ordinary level, then she gets 3 A's. In her advanced level, then because of her family circumstances, she would end up doing some cleaning in one of the rich people's houses in Colombo. And he said, I wanted to break. I wanted that, let that kid be in a university and graduate and be an asset to the country. Not like that. So that is a good one. That is what we call it, equality. So make sure it is equal everywhere. So
the other thing I like about him is the lead by example. Like he started living himself, showing as an example to other politicians. So he removed so many
all the extravagant
cars
things
and the vehicles
and
all that. So that's how you can win the hearts of the people. You know, you have to be able to show them that I live this life, so just follow me. Any organization, any political parties, you need to, it should come from the top. So. When you live your life as an example, then people will start following. So that's how you win the hearts of the people.
And
so.
One thing I noticed this time was there's a group of indigenous people from Sri Lanka also contesting this time.
Okay. For a presidential election?
No, for the parliament.
Parliamentary,
yeah. Which is a good thing actually because they also need a voice and they need to be represented in the parliament as well. It's good that they are actually taking a stand and contesting this time.
It's all about the generation gap.
Correct, yes.
So it comes with a generation. And now the people who are there, like, you know, the social media is available. So the news, you don't have to just go and be in front of a TV to know what is going around the country. All you need is just a phone and you will have everything with you. So the generation, the current generation is really educated. I mean, whether they are young to all the way up to 60 to 65, they are very educated. They know what is going around and they know what is good, what is bad, and then they go according to that.
They are thorough and experienced, right?
And they are expecting, you know, accepting the changes.
Changes, correct.
Well, this itself is a massive breakthrough, isn't it? Changing, bringing Anurag to the presidency seat after 70 odd years of the independence.
Yeah, that's right.
And you always see the majority parties, the UMP or SLP, or those are the parties who had the power. But bringing someone from nowhere to the top job.
He's a farmer's son and he's a farmer.
In many countries, it doesn't happen. There's so many countries.
And they wanted a quality in life.
Correct.
And I've seen that this time when we were in Sri Lanka, we saw that we went to one of these popular hotels in down south in Sri Lanka, and we thought that the hotels would be packed with the people from overseas, obviously the people who were visiting, but no. The hotel was packed with Sri Lankans. They were like, yeah, we are working hard and we wanted to have some quality time with our families, with our friends. So there is a big gap what we had seen in the past versus what we are seeing now.
Yeah, the board changed for before 10 years.
We are happy, Like, we wanted Sri Lanka to really come out of all these crises that they face. And
if Sri Lanka come out of the corruption,
it
will, you know, go far away. Because we have everything in Sri Lanka, you know. It's beautiful, the temperature is good, and...
it will take time, because it's a how many years of culture, people behaving strangely. So it will take time, but I think he's on the right path, on the right direction. So I quite like the way that he lives himself as a simple man, so that people can see.
He'll be a good example, isn't it, for the others.
That's the only way you can change the long-standing corruption by living by example.
We hope for the best, and we hope our prayers are for the country that we were born in.
Yeah,
and the people he had chosen as well. One of the governors is a doctorate, and they all well qualified, educated
people.
That's
right. Yeah,
and they were in the public service as well.
Yeah.
I think one of the governors, he has Western Province, I think.
Yes,
he had, and he is in the public social services, and those are the people. And he had chosen the people from the businesses as well.
Yeah. I think the Western Province businessman. The governor is governor of Western Province is actually the Expo Lanka.
Expo Lanka.
So they know the world, and they know how the world is moving.
And he was not like a regardless of any racist religions, and he's like, okay, you're qualified for this. You get to do the job.
Correct. Yes.
So
that's what important.
That is what important.
Because they have to understand where Asia is coming from, right? When it's come to Asian politics, it's always nepotism and favor Asian supporters. Yeah. They are the people who are shine in politics end of the day, right? Yeah. But it's good that he's breaking the norms and he's taking a step away.
You know, it is going to be very hard task for him.
Yeah.
It is not going to be easy.
No.
So... it is going to be, but
he's up for the challenge.
But he is up for the challenge.
He's a very strong personality, and
he's got a good, you know, team.
And he's educated for a change. From all the politicians who have been there.
And he's younger than
young and educated. All the presidents.
Even though he didn't hold any massive portfolios in the politics, but he has been in the politics for a long time.
For a long time,
I think from his university time.
University time,
so he's now 51, is he? 51. So that's about 30 years in politics. That means he would have learned a lot.
He said about 35 years, because when...
Oh, right.
Like, even when he was doing ordinary level at that time, he was...
He was already
like, he was involved in there. So imagine the experience that he got.
So all he needed is an opportunity to prove himself.
It is a very new chair to him, but it will just take time, you know? So... I mean, coming away from what's happening in Sri Lanka, so what else is special? I have to say something very special from my side. I can't wait to say this. Like when I was in like a grade 7, grade 8, how old was I? Maybe like 13, 14. I didn't know much about New Zealand, but I knew about All Blacks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I knew about All Blacks at that time because the Jonah Lomu was playing as one of the Wintries.
Yeah.
Okay. Very strong legs, and no one could really tackle him, very quick. And he had this sort of like, you know, the hairstyle. Very big guy and very fast. So, and so I used to play rugby in my, like, from under 11 to under 13. In my school, then that's how I sort of came to know about All Blacks. I had truly no idea about New Zealand, but the All Blacks was there. So ever since then, always wanted to see an All Blacks game. I've been living in New Zealand since 2018 now, not that long, but always wanted to go and see a game. But this time, we did that. So we went and, so we went for a game and we saw
we
that
we were there for Bloody Slow Cup.
Bloody Slow Cup and All Blacks versus Australia, one of the greatest games ever that you can see. And All Blacks won.
Oh, wow.
That's even fantastic.
She frees over the moon.
And great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we were able to see the these top quality world-class players right in front of our eyes. And it meant so much to me, especially being a New Zealand resident now and we think this is our home and be there and feel like a big All Blacks fan and cheering them, supporting them at the end of the day and so a game. I mean, I'll probably be seeing a few more games in the future, but that was the very first one.
First game is always important,
remember. And it was
fun.
It was quite good. Yeah, very happy for that, yeah.
That's good, So you both went to Sri Lanka last month, right?
And I was there recently, in August,
So how was your experience and...
Oh, no, it was good. I go, very often. So, to me, every time I go there, I love food. I love catching up with friends and I love catching up with families. And this time we were there for a college reunion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had our reunion in Colombo and we had about 132 people came all over the world.
Yeah,
it was a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends from the Wairarapa, he traveled with me this time. And he spent 2 weeks in Sri Lanka and he loved it. Mm-hmm. And so he's planning to take his family back sometime next year. So I traveled, I enjoyed, and I went around the country, up and down and north.
What
and
do
east
you think
here.
Of Sri Lankan hospitality?
Yeah, great. It's really, 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 really good.
And second to none, isn't it?
Yeah. Enjoy it. And
you were talking about that in our previous show as well.
Yes.
The hospitality industry is great. It's the access to the food and the accommodation is always nice and people are good.
Yeah.
And they look after you. And it's a life city, you know, all the time. You know, you can go and have food. Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. No matter where you are in Sri Lanka.
A lot of street food, right? Whatever you feel like eating, you can go and find it anywhere, right?
Yeah.
It's a happening country.
And weather is good all the time, so you can get out of the house and go anywhere anytime you want, right?
That's
it's not like,
thing.
Oh, it's too cold. No, it's not like that.
I mean, it's different climates and different atmosphere. Like, you know, you're sort of... when you land in Colombo, you sort of be in Colombo there and you feel like, oh yeah, this is like a sort of westernized place, big huge buildings, lots of people, I mean lots of good things there, and technologically it's very well developed, and lots of cars, I mean lots of vehicles on the road,
lots of traffic.
Then you go up the country and which is a little bit cooler in Kandy, and you feel a little bit of calmness there, and you see you feel like, you know, that you're getting into a different place. Then you go up the country a little bit, Nuwara Eliya, and you feel like that you are in London, and it gives you that sort of not like a London and more like a Scotland vibe,
a countryside,
and you're there because it's beautiful, and then around down south and north beaches
and they're not far from each other,
it's within our 2 hours driving.
It's beautiful. I mean, like, I would recommend anyone, you have a budget and you think of going for a 7-day trip or a 10-day trip, even a 14-day trip.
Sri Lanka is the best place to go.
Sort your tickets. And try to get to know someone from Sri Lanka, and because they can guide. They can guide. If not, that's no problem. The hospitality is always there. You can book things online. But I normally, whenever I see people, I'm like, okay, if you ever go to Sri Lanka, no problem. I'll guide you through.
There's a lot of volunteers, right? They just do it because they like to help people.
Because you can see, you know, culture, history, heritage, and you know, whatever the new, you know, in Colombo you can it's a different atmosphere in Colombo than when you go to Dambulla Sigiri.
It's another a Sigiri rock, imagine.
Anuradhapura.
It took us about like, you know, about one and a half hour to climb.
Yeah.
We were sweating and it was like a very hot day. But we enjoyed at the end of the day.
Our son Hamdan enjoyed it. He was like... he was talking through, you know, all the historical events, what happened there about, you know, King Kashyapa and his queens.
So he has learned everything.
He Googled everything.
Did we have 500 wives? So that's what he wanted to find out. I'm like, it's not, I wasn't sure, but that was there for a reason. And then we will learn a little bit of history and find out more and more about it. Yeah, it was quite curious.
You can see more families traveling as well from overseas.
That's true.
And I've spotted that in the airport and on the plane as well. The family with young children traveling there as well. So it's a quite safe place and affordable for many families.
Yeah, that's true.
And nice weather. So,
No matter what your budget is, you know, you can still go and explore.
Work it out.
Yeah.
For your budget.
Yeah, you can take the local transportations, like travel by trains, bus.
Oh, trains are great. I was going to say, we were going to Ella.
One of the best train rides in the world.
It's beautiful.
From Kandy. Beautiful ones.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah. 6 hours of training, we didn't even notice that 6 hours.
That's very good.
Good hospitality even on board, like they bring food and they bring snacks and you can take all your own beers and things like that. So it was really good. Yeah. We enjoyed
it. That's fantastic. I must.
And you won't close your eyes for both sides.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful scenery. Yeah.
And the waterfalls and you know.
Yeah. You went all the way to Nine Arch, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Past Nine Arch.
Past Nine Arch. Nine Arch is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
We went there as well.
So there are quite a lot of you know, foreigners were taking pictures in Nine Arch, isn't it?
If you walk through the town, Ella town,
It looks like another country.
Scandinavians they come.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more like a Unawatu now.
Yeah, it's like an adventurous place now.
Yes,
there are swings, bungee jumping.
Natural waterfall. It's a beautiful waterfall
So why don't we go for a song?
Maybe.
I'll play one of Champikaya's song. It's called Pin Ketaka Munagasunu.
I think he played that other day as well, right?
Yes. Because he's our popular singer in Wairarapa, so we need to make sure that because he's got a great talent.
And
we wish him all the best that he goes further.
He's very passionate about it, isn't it?
Very
he puts
passionate.
A lot of effort into it, and so he deserves.
Okay.
Magiyat benatuk nodanne mi kisit karan et nubagenai masit udumayak tama aadare nisa masit kamalat vena
magiyat nubin benatuk mage hita tama nubalang ඒත් ඇයිද කිය කාරණ කිසිත් නොහැඟේනා ආදරේ නිසා මාසිත තාම වැළපෙනා
සැලෙන අතු අග සුවඳ විහිදුවා දස අත පමරගුන් නදින් වන පස තුරුලතා සැලෙයි
තුරුළු වී සෙමින් පිරිමදින මකිසිත එන තුරාව සන්තේ අලි බලාගෙන හිඳින් බලාගෙන හිඳින් මාතමා ගියත් වෙනතක නොදන්නේ මිකිසිත් කාරණ ඒත් නුඹ ගැනයි මාසිත් උදුමයක් තමා ආදරේ නිසා මාසිත තමලත වෙනා මා කියත් නුඹින් දෙනතක මගේ හිත තාම නුඹ ළඟ ඒත් ඇයිද කිය කාරණ කිසිත් නොහැඟේනා ආදරේ නිසා මාසිත තාම වැළපෙනා රුදිලි අහසම මවාරු රටා සිතිතම් හැඟුම් කලතවයි මාසිත කොහෙද ඔබ කියා උනුසුමින් දෙවෙන මාගත තුරුළු කරගන්න හිමිහිත ඔබෙතැයි පලා හිඳිනෙමි හිමියනේ සදා ඔබෙතැයි බලා හිඳිනෙමි සොඳුරියේ සදා ඔබ ඉතයි බලාහිඳිනෙමි ආදරෙන් සදා
So we listen to Mada Magiyat by Champika Vikramarachi song. So yeah, what we are talking about, cricket. You wanted to talk about cricket?
No, we were just, I mean, during that
break,
the break and the song, and I was just talking to James and about, like, you know, what a wonderful game of cricket that Sri Lanka has been playing now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sri Lanka hasn't really had a great, they've always ups and downs in the previous years.
Mm.
But it's beautiful. I mean, like, you know, there is a player called Kamindu Mendis.
Yeah.
And 5 centuries so far, yeah. And equal to Don Bradman.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he's coming up, isn't he, in his career, yeah.
Probably ICC Cricketer of the Year.
Yes.
And very, very...
Is Pathirana playing as well, is he, the bowler?
He's more of T20, is it?
Right.
T20, okay. But the test games, I wasn't sure, but there was a couple of players. I think the Angelo of Matthews is there.
Yes,
he's
there.
The whole team is basically playing. The reason that I was talking about Kamindu Mendis, he recently hasn't, I mean, now he has been getting chances to play.
Mm.
He didn't really get a chance like last year in the previous years.
And he's playing well.
Mm. He's playing very well.
Yeah.
And coming at number 5 or sometimes at number 7.
That's good.
And he's playing well.
Yeah.
And again, a proud Richmondite. So...
Yeah,
I have no idea about cricket, so don't look at my face.
Yeah, I actually witnessed 2 games when I was in Sri Lanka.
What happened? Did they win?
Yeah, we did beat India after 28 years of time.
Oh, wow. So you were the lucky charm.
Yeah, I was there with my friend Nigel, and we were wearing the Sri Lankan jerseys and all that, and it was amazing to see how happy people were.
Mm. Yeah,
it's a good game, and they won both of the series, T20 and the one day.
Yeah,
that's good. Great to see that.
Yeah, if they made the one of the major changes in Sri Lanka is actually the coach, and the head coach in Sri Lanka. He's actually one of the top class players that we ever witnessed in Sri Lankan cricket, Sanath Jayasurya, who's actually
one of the best players in
the world.
Yeah.
So, this man stepped up and came temporarily and said okay, and he accepted the offer to coach the team, and just for maybe two tournaments
right,
or two series.
But then, he's doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, but I think he's been offered to stay as permanent now. I'm not sure whether he accepted or not, but it seems like that he accepted. But it will be very good if he stays
for
there.
The team, He was part of the World Cup winning squad.
I remember, he was in the media one day, and he was like, so it's like, you know, make sure that you hit the ball. That's what he did. That's what
Son he is. But once he's in the ground, the ball will fly.
Before the T20 was invented, the power hitting was actually invented by Sanat Jayasuriya and Ramesh Kalvitarna. These two.
When they open.
When T20s were not there at that time. So
Master Blaster was
not there. Master Blaster.
That's what they called.
Yeah, they were like 8 overs, 120 runs on board.
Now,
I mean,
that's good. You should bring our Sunday cricket back here as well.
We had a good time in the past, isn't it? We can make it happen now, because it used to be we only had few members in the past.
Now we have enough.
But now we have enough.
Yeah.
And even if we miss some people, we will still end up with like about 15 people.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon
is
only
a boys team?
Yeah, currently. Yeah.
You want to join?
I mean, the girls can come and we can sort of split.
Yes.
We only go for picnic or walks.
No, I mean, like, they used to come in the past, but we used to play
only bowling sometimes.
So,
it'll be good to have.
We can't stand their bowling.
And we actually
had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we really had a good time, and we have couple of good players actually who who plays for a couple of good clubs as well.
Including myself. And
Anna is a left-arm spinner. So when he can off spin and leg spin both at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
People were too scared of
it. Anna showed really interest in certain sports. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know about it or not.
No, I didn't.
In about two or three years ago, Anna was going for badminton, tennis, cricket, and squash with me.
Maybe you did golf as well, is it?
Sorry?
Did you do golf as well?
Golf only with my son, so I wasn't planning.
Yeah.
But he became really good at these sports, and just because of his commitment. And he would ride his bicycle all the way from the Lansdowne, and he would come.
And
he's a good hiker.
We actually did Tongariro Alpine Crossing together.
We did together.
You did this year as well, right? I remember
we did it this
April,
year as well.
I did
it for the third time this year.
Wow. We did it in 2021.
Yes, April as well.
After COVID, is it?
It was
after COVID.
Myself.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. Mangala De Silva and Dahamsa.
Dahamsa was there too.
Yeah. JJ and Lahiru.
JJ and Lahiru.
And one of JJ's chefs at that time. So he was there. So we were about 8 of us.
It was really good fun.
It was very tough.
Yeah.
Especially
We did it,
I mean, like, I didn't do any practice or anything because I felt that it was really hard.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
No,
you should go.
Yeah.
You should do.
I should. Last time when you guys went, I was also thinking, should I go or not? Then again, I was like, probably I haven't practiced so long. I have done Mount Taranaki.
Right.
I did like 2 years ago.
Right.
Then you can do it.
My knee. I have got a very bad knee now.
How long that takes, Mount Taranaki?
You have to start very early.
Right.
At least you have to start by 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And it takes
The thing is, you should at least have a plan to be back by 2 o'clock.
By 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Oh, so is it like 12 hours hiking?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. If you are really fit, maybe you can do it like 8 hours. But okay. The thing is, you have to start early and you have to come back. Okay. Because what happened was, we went there when we reached the last bit, it was started raining. It was like a cloud. It became cloudy and we couldn't see anything. And we couldn't go to the top, so we had to start coming back. The people who were in the top, they were coming down and saying, "No, you can't go up. You have to go down."
Yeah, because the the climate changes.
Climate changes really fast. Because once if you go up without knowing, you will get lost. So it can be in
dangerous. Yeah.
But then you should be fine with this one. Then it takes only seven and a half hours.
Yeah, it's only.
We should do some hiking, and Wairarapa. Wairarapa is
21.4 kilometers. This
that's
one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, normally start at 7 o'clock and can
finish by.
We finish by five o'clock.
Yeah.
During COVID time, we just used to walk for 10 kilometers, 11 kilometers every day because we have taken the call. Okay, start walking from one end to another end.
Because James and. At that time, I remember Jameson and Champikaya, they finished the hike first.
Yeah,
it took them nearly like 7 hours. Then we were sort of like a half an hour, 45 minutes behind.
Hmm.
Yeah, they went. Then the Hamsa was following them as well. The Hamsa did it. And I was lost. Because it was, unless you need to have a proper training.
Fitness,
Like a fitness and you... Just go for it, and you should at least do quite a few hikings before you go for it.
Yeah,
and make sure just, try to understand what yourself and what to expect.
Mm.
And Wairarapa is a quite good place to, start and, learn hiking and get into that. Mm. Because we have lots of places that we can explore.
Oh,
yeah, Mount Holdsworth.
I mean, it's a very simple from one to start. Yeah. And if anyone wants to get into that, and and I've actually done with Hamdan and you and Hamdan.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's very good, and I think we are up for our time, and we had a wonderful time.
We can wrap it up with a song.
And we actually thank James Anna for
joining us today.
It's my pleasure. No problem at all.
So good happy to have you. So we would like to see you again.
I'm pleased that I was able to make it. I was almost going to cancel it, but I was able to rearrange.
Because we can engage in quite a few subjects with you. It is the thing, So because someone who is passionate about pretty much everything and about these pros and cons and good and bad and what's happening around. So then, obviously, this is just to let our, whoever was watching us.
Yeah, sure.
Letting them know what is going around,
Yeah.
And so thank you, Anna, for coming.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome. And well done, you guys, doing this. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. And we will finish our show with this song. Again, this is another Champika Vikramarachi song. Thank you for joining with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be back next month as well. And our program will be playing in another 2 weeks' time, same time. Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio Vailankans. Bye-bye. Yannatama gihin